Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Lord's house this morning. It's good to be here with everyone. We had a great week of Bible school last week, so I want to thank all those that helped us this past week with Bible school, the puppet team, and all the volunteers that helped us. Thank you for your participation this week. We're going to open our song service this morning with Praise Him, Praise Him. So if you stand with us, please, as we open our service. Good to see everyone this morning.
Our blessed Redeemer, sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with Hosanna scream. Is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Pleasure to welcome everyone here this morning. If you're a visitor, welcome to our service. Greet each other as we sing praises to your name.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name. O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. O Lord, glory to your name. O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning, folks. We welcome today to our worship service. I'm glad that you're here with us. We welcome also those who are watching by Facebook and YouTube, and those listening by way of radio. We welcome you to our service today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'll be preaching today from Matthew chapter 11, a scripture that has been a favorite of mine for years, and I'm sure probably you also, but we'll be talking today about an open invitation from Jesus, and we'll be talking about rest for a weary soul. So we'll be talking about that this morning from Matthew chapter 11. May we pray. Father, we thank You for the day, and we thank You for this time that You've given to us, and we just look forward to the time of worship that we have as a group. And Lord, You brought us here today, and we want to honor You and worship You today in spirit and truth. Help us to open our hearts to You today. And may we glorify You in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a few announcements there to in your bulletin to take note of. Next week, we'll be having the kids, a week after next, the 20th through the 23rd, kids camp in Dayton. And then our mission trip still coming up on July 3rd through the 9th. This Friday is the community food pantry that we're in partnership with Second Harvest. So that'll be from 10 to 12. Those that help with that need to be here around 9:45 this Friday. We're going to continue our song service this morning with some songs about trust. Jesus has proven to be trustworthy. We're going to sing Trust and Obey and Trust in Jesus. You join in with us as we sing this morning. Two great hymns about trusting him. We're going to sing this morning the glorious day when he called our name and we invited him into our heart. So we're going to sing that song this morning. We need your help. So if you're able to stand, please stand with us as we sing glorious day when he called our name.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried. Called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old man knew Jesus, when I met you, you called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy. But chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. Cause when you called my name, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Thank you, Lord. When he called our name and we ran out of that grave and into a whole different life. This song is he worthy? Is he worthy to be trusted? Is he worthy to listen to? Is he worthy to follow? And I think, as we all know, the world needs to follow Christ. We individually need to follow him. So that's what the song is. I'll sing the verses and you join in with the praise team. Is he worthy?
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? And do you wish that you could see it all made new?
is all creation groaning. Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? And is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? And does our God intend to dwell again with us? Anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Father, you are so worthy. You are worthy of our praise and honor, the blessing and honor that comes with the only name that every knee will bow before, and that is the powerful, trusting name of Jesus. We thank you that you have a personal relationship with those who you live with inside us, God. We thank you for the personal relationship we have with you. You can trust you. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, worship team and congregation, for the singing today. Matthew 11 and 28 is where I want to begin. But these scriptures will be very familiar to you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Now here's the promise. It's a promise of rest. You shall find rest for your soul, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The key word that I want to focus on in this passage is rest. Rest for a weary soul. And the promise here in the Bible is that God will give us rest, that we can find the rest that we need for our souls. Rest for a weary soul is seen here in the promise that Jesus has given to us. You know, for the past 2 years, we've really been through something that has been very traumatic. We've been through a worldwide pandemic, and it's still going on. It seems like that we're just flooded today with all kinds of information. It's like standing in front of a fire hydrant. You can't take it all in. Now they're talking about, even though we're still dealing with COVID, they're talking about monkeypox. And then, you know, you hear all the news about all the shootings and people who are killed that way, and it just overwhelms you. What they tell us and from the experts today is that where we are is at a place of fatigue. We're at a place of anger. We're at a place today of really not being where we want to be. We want things to be back like they were. We want things to be better. And it's just, you know, we've not bounced back like we think we should. So what the experts tell us is what we're going through today is what's called the cascade effect of all that we've been through. And basically what that creates is it creates a lot of frustration. It creates a lot of weariness. It creates a lot of this lack of energy. In other words, our tanks are empty. So where do we find the strength? Where do we find the rest for a weary soul? Where do we turn to? Well, Jesus is where we go. Come to me, all you labor and who are heavy laden. He's talking to us. He's talking to all of us today. And he says, come to me, and I will give you rest for your soul. Now, think about these words and see if you identify with them. Extremely tired. Do you feel that way? Drained, exhausted, fatigued, worn down, wasted out, beat, bushed, tuckered out, out of patience, fed up, ready to drop. So that's where we are. And so where do we find hope? Where is the answer in all this? It's not found in self-effort. It's not found in, I'm not saying we need, you know, you need to try to do better and work harder and all that, because what we know is that doesn't work. But it's coming to Jesus. And it's finding the rest for our souls that we need in him. Come to me, you who are tired. You who have labored, you who are weary, come to me and I will give you rest. They tell us about the symptoms that we see a lot, and I've experienced some of those, and maybe you have too, of this cascade effect, short-term memory loss. I mean, we're to a point now to where, okay, what am I supposed to do? And you know, what day is it? You know, I thought it was Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and all that kind of stuff that's going on. Now, here's the point I want to make with all that. And here's what I'm hearing from a lot of people that I trust and listen to and read. That what the devil is doing is taking all of that and he's using it to cloud our hearts in unbelief and to create these burdens and to create this heaviness and to create the weariness that we find in a lot of souls today. I'm asking you today, how's your heart? How's your soul? How are you managing with all this? What's going on inside of you? Have you bounced back? Well, the truth of the matter is, we all have it. And the truth of the matter is, we're still struggling and we're still striving with this. Rest in the Bible is a common word. It's a common word found in the Old Testament. And it's a common word found in the New Testament. What does rest mean? Let me talk about that, and then I'll get into my points that I want to make. To enter God's rest means that we rest in His grace. That we, it's not self-effort. It's not trying to do better. It's not what we can do with our works and all that. But it's resting completely in His grace. See, to come to Christ is salvation. But what salvation involves is not only forgiveness of sin, but for the believer who knows Christ and who has forgiveness of sin, it's also all that we find in salvation. All the promise of salvation that we find in the Bible and the promise that we're talking about today in salvation is God will give you rest for your weary soul. So it's coming to Him. We're not trying to earn God's favor. In a spiritual sense, rest means this. It means that we've made peace with God. That's when we're saved. That's what the Bible teaches. But it also means this. It is a rest of not only peace with God, but the peace of God that we have in our life. In other words, I don't worry about my security as far as salvation. I don't worry about my destiny because I have the peace of God in my life, knowing that I'm secure in Him. That's the type of rest that He offers. To enter God's rest means to be settled and fixed. We're secure in our relationship with Him. It means to be confident and trustful of Him. You can be in the midst of the greatest storm in your life and still have peace and still have rest. And so whatever storm you're in, Jesus says, come to Me. You who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So it's trust in Him. To enter God's rest means that we depend upon Him to supply our need from now on, that we trust in Him and we put our faith in Him. So God can give rest to troubled souls. He can really do that. But where does that begin? Rest for a troubled soul. Rest for a troubled heart, weary heart, begins in a connection with God. That's where it starts. We come to Him. Come to Me, you who need rest. There are three words here that I'm going to call to your attention. One is come in verse 28. So that's what we'll talk about first. Come. Come to Jesus. God's rest begins with a choice. And here's the choice. Come to Jesus. Make that decision to come to Him. To trust Him as your Savior. As a believer, we put our faith in Him every day. We look to Him for the strength that we need. So to come means that we come to the source of our strength. We come to the only hope there is. We come to that place, that person of rest. So it's an open invitation here to come to Jesus Christ. Those who respond to this invitation, then the promise is this, I will give you rest. John 6:37, all that the Father gives Me will come to Me, and the one who comes to Me I will by no means cast out. So it's an open invitation to come to Him. He stands ready to help us. What we want is security. Everybody wants that. We want security. And we want peace. We want rest. And that is found in the person of Jesus Christ. That's where it is. The need of every human soul is to be at peace. The need of every human heart is to have peace. The cry of every human heart is peace. Where shall we find this peace? It's not going to be in material things. It's not going to be in property. It's not going to be in our successes in life. It's not going to be in what we can do and all our accomplishments. That's not where it's at. I was reading this statistic in studying for this sermon today. And during the 2 years of the pandemic, it was estimated over 62 million people did some kind of home improvement at their house, either painting a room or adding on to a room or adding this or adding that. And still, we find the frustration. We find the uneasiness. We find the weariness. Why? Because You know, all that is good things. And to do those things are great. We did some of that. But see, that's not where rest is found. It's not found in the material things of life. Rest is found in Christ. It's found in our relationship with Him. When sickness comes, where do we turn? When broken hearts happen, where do we turn? When the storms of life come, where do we turn? We turn to Christ. We find our rest in Him. We find our peace. We find our security in Him. So that's what we need. I found a prayer in the Bible that I think speaks to this. And here's what I want you to get. If you don't get anything yet, I want you to understand this prayer. Paul was praying for the believers at Ephesus. And listen to this prayer, because this is my prayer for you. And this is my desire for you and for all of us today. Ephesians 3:14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened." Paul was praying that God would strengthen those people. Our prayer today is that we would be strengthened, that you would find strength. See, it's in Him. It's in Christ. It's not in us. It's not what we can do. That's not where the rest is. But be strengthened with might through His Holy Spirit in their inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. See, that's rest. Christ in your heart, Christ in your life, and to know Him. And He says, you know, to the one who can do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think. So the rest is in the person. It's in the person of Jesus Christ. Every day you get up, you need to pray for God's strength. I talked about how we feel exhausted, we feel tired, we feel, you know, just ready to poop out or whatever. And we think, what in the world is going on? You think that your tank is empty and you get going, and I mean, before the afternoon comes, you just feel that emptiness again. You used to stay up late and watch TV, and now 8 o'clock you're in bed. I mean, what is going on with all this stuff? Folks, I'm telling you, the devil has engineered a plan to create a lot of weariness in the soul and heart of people. And some are really facing challenges with that. And that's where the battlefield is. It is a spiritual battle that we're in today. So we need to understand where our strength is. We need to understand where the rest is. We need to understand where our security is. It is in Christ. Come to me. Come to Jesus. To come to Jesus means that we believe in Him. To come to Jesus means that we trust Him. That's what it means to come to Jesus. And then the second word here is take. Take my yoke upon you. The idea of the yoke there, the symbolism is this. It's a symbolism of control. It's a symbolism of discipleship. The illustration from the farming community there was that when the farmers would yoke up the oxen or whatever they yoked up, animals they yoked up, there would be a partnership there. There would be teamwork going on. And what Jesus is saying is, let me carry your load. I'm not come to put on you heavy burdens. I've not come to make your life greater, a greater stress or greater heaviness in your life, but let me take control. And so when we trust Him and we come to Him, that's what it means. We let Him take control. He is in control of our lives. We're going to follow Him. See, a lot of times when we get in trouble is here, is when we get out of step with Him. When we want to break loose from that yoke, and when we want to break loose from His control in our life, is when we get into trouble. But we need to let Him be in control. He says He will help us, and He will be with us. The reason a lot of times we feel so much frustration and so much anger and so much heaviness a lot of times is because we want to be in control of everything. And I think if we've learned anything in these last 2 years, we're not in control of anything. We're not. And so God is the one that's in control. The problem most of us have is that, you know, the yokes that we deal with a lot of times is it causes us problems and a lot of pressure and burdens in life. Problems in life is that we want to please too many people. And we carry that yoke. Well, that's not what we need to do. We need to please one person, that's God. And we're going to answer to one person, and that is God. And so we trust Him to be in control. But then a third word here is learn. Learn to trust. In these verses here, what Jesus is dealing with is rest. Like I said, rest is the key word. So we come to Him, we believe in Him, we trust Him, take His yoke, we give Him control of everything, and then we learn from Him. What do we learn? Well, as believers, here's what we learn. We learn that we can trust Him with our pain. We learn that we can trust Him with our problems. We learn that we can trust Him with our very souls, that we can trust Him for eternity. We can trust Him for forgiveness of sin. We can trust Him for provision of life that we need. So what do we learn from Him? We learn that. We learn that we can trust Him. We learn that He is faithful to His promises. If you come to me, if you take my yoke upon, then learn of me, then I will give you rest for your weary soul. So we can trust Him. And the reason we can trust Him is that He can see the end and we can't. We see the storm a lot of times and we don't see the outcome of it, the result of it, but He does. We also know this, that all this stuff here, problems, all that stuff, the difficulties of life, all this is temporary. I mean, it is. It's temporary. They won't last. So a lot of times what happens is, you know, this conflict comes. And conflict can come in a lot of different areas. But most of the time where conflict comes from us, that troubles our heart, that causes our soul to be weary and everything, it comes in relationships. That's really where it comes. There's other sources of conflict. It can be, you know, sickness. It can be problems. It can be difficulties and all like that. But here's what we've learned. We've learned we can trust Him and put our faith in Him. Here's the promise. If you come to me, I'll give you rest. So I went through the Bible and I looked at those verses that talked about rest. And really, there's a lot of them. And here's what He says. That when we come to Him and He gives us His rest, that means that He'll give you His presence. When we come to Him for rest, He'll give us His power. When we come to Him for rest, that He will give us His peace. I don't know what all has contributed to all the frustration, to all the anger, to all the hostility in the world we see today. But like I said, I do believe that the devil's working overtime to use all this to cloud our heart in unbelief. The only thing that will keep you from rest, the only thing that will keep you from coming to Christ is unbelief. That's it. It's unbelief. I see, that's where the devil's working today. You see people today who say, well, I used to believe the Bible, but I don't believe the Bible anymore. You see some people who say, well, I used to believe in that and live by that, but I don't live by that anymore. I prayed this prayer and it wasn't answered like I wanted it to be answered, and I just, you know, they walk away. I'm telling you, folks, the devil is really using this. And there's a spiritual battle going on. And that's why there's so much weariness of the soul. And Jesus said, I know it. I know your heart. I know that you labor. I know that you're heavy laden. I know the burdens that you carry. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. Now, here's where I am. You know, I find that rest. I find that peace in him. But I know tomorrow I'm going to have to do the same thing. I mean, that's how it is, folks. I mean, we just, every day, and this is how it works. Every day, we come to him. So we learn those things, but what do we learn from Christ? He says, come to me, you will find rest for your soul, verse 29. But he tells us this. He says, I am gentle and lowly in heart. What's he saying? We come to him in humility. He wants us to be humble. Now, that's not weakness and all the things that people think about humility. But humility is this. It's a dependency. It's a dependency upon him. To say, Lord, I can't make it without you. I need you. I need you in my life. That's what we learn from him. In other words, one commentator I read talking about the humility of Christ says the way we learn that is this. We ask the question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this storm? What would Jesus do in this conflict with this other person? What would Jesus do in restoring relationships? What would Jesus do in helping me through the problems that I'm facing in my life? What would Jesus do? The word come is found 642 times in the Bible. It's amazing how many times you see this invitation. Come. Come to me. It is an open invitation to come to Christ. If you've never been saved, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you need to come to him. You need to find that rest. You need to find that salvation. As believers today, I want to encourage you. You're not going to do this in your own strength. You're not going to bounce back through all that we've been through in self-effort. It's not going to be there. I mean, that is proven fact. But it's going to take his strength. It's going to take trusting in him. It's going to take depending upon him. In other words, I mean, this whole thing, you know, it's still out of control. All the stuff that we're dealing with. But we've got to believe that he's in control. And we can trust him. And we can find rest for our weary souls. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. It really is. To be at peace with God. And to have the peace of God in our lives. That's where the rest is. Let's stand together for our prayer. Father, we thank you for the day. Lord, we know that we are living in troubled times. We really are. We're living in difficult days, as the Bible says that there would be. But Lord, we know that we can find rest. We can find rest in the storm. We can find rest in you. And that's what this message is about today. Father, we thank you for the rest that you give us. The rest for our souls. The rest for our hearts. Lord, we look to you today for that rest. And I pray today that we'd open our hearts and life to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, but shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of
were singing there, just in that moment, in my own life, I just felt God's rest just come over me. And I know you've experienced that. And that's what we need, folks. And that's what He'll do for us. Come to Christ and put your faith and trust in Him. Praise team will come and they'll dismiss us in our closing course. And after that, you're dismissed to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. We'll close with the course, Through It All.
Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word.
Thank you. You're dismissed.